Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So today, Coach Ross said, in regards to Michael Penix, he's a stud. I do not know whether or not he's going to be ready for the game as far as his health is concerned. He says, I don't know how I feel about if he's going to be able to go or not, but I'll give him all the up as far as the you know, opportunity up until game day. Guys, it's going to be a game time decision. This is what this is going to be.
Yeah.
And we're going to get there Sunday, Mike, and Cousins potentially could be starting. Some people freak out.
May hear it on the Wade Ford tailgate show, right?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I'm not saying this to prepare yourself. All I'm saying is Roz being upfront and honest when he says, I want to give Michael Penix every opportunity, but there's a chance we may not play him.
Divine Diablo, you guys know, is out. Billy Bowman is out. Jalen Walker is out. And Storm Norton did practice, but he is listed as out, so they're not going to rush him back. So Elijah Wilkinson still at right tackle. But then where it's interesting, Tyler Allgeier has been dealing with some injuries. They have two different body parts. So Tyler is questionable, along with Michael Penix Jr., safety Jordan Fuller, backup safety, and Zach Harrison, who's been a big contributor this year as well, off the edge. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of guys banged at this stage of the season. Everybody's kind of banged up, but all eyes on Penix Jr.
Okay. And again, we'd love to hear your comments at 404-726-0929. You can text us there as well and let us know what you're thinking. We're going to go around the NFL. Mark Romani is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes to talk more about the Falcons. He's also got an event he's involved in I think is really cool. And I think you'll dig it as well, and we'll tell you more about that. A little bit later on, what's on Day-Day's mind, we'll get to that. Heading towards a big weekend, and we'll give you our picks of the week later this hour. Big O, let's get to 4th and 1. 37-10 was the final score last night. Chargers beat the Vikings. But Vikings are reeling all of a sudden, right? It feels like they're out of control, Mike. 3-4 right on the season. No word or not whether J.J. McCarthy is going to return from the injuries, which I'll let you hear Kevin O'Connell here in just a second. But the Chargers put up some points last night, and you look at Herbert, they needed him to be really good. 18 of 25, 3 touchdowns. He threw a pick. I think that ball got tipped. But he was doing everything, and he got sacked a couple of times, too. They came after him.
Yeah, they did. You know, Flores is always going to have one of the highest, you know, pass rush, as far as blitz rates and his pass rush. That's how he gets there. Carson Wentz on his sixth team. It ain't good. One touchdown, one pick, 15 to 27. They could never get the run.
Wow.
I mean, and the run game, talk about, I mean, anemic, not even remotely close. And Justin Jefferson did get the 40 yards we talked about yesterday.
Cool.
To become the earliest in his career in just 84 games, beating Julio by one. Julio Jones to get to 8,000 yards. Julio had done it in 85 games.
Let's hear the touchdown. Herbert to Ladd McConkey. McConkey's balling out, y'all. He's having a really good year.
Second and 10. Herbert to throw. Takes a shot to the end zone for McConkey. Caught! Touchdown! Chargers! 27 yards. Ladd McConkey.
Hey, good pukey announcer voice right there, Carl.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Hey, Chargers. Touchdown,
McConkey. He got hit with the ball in the face last night, and he missed it. And he just all he could do was laugh because it was like even Al Michaels was like, McConkey doesn't miss those kind of balls. He hit him right in the helmet, and he was like, right. How did I miss it?
Anytime Mike Griffith comes out from Dog Nation and throws shade at the legacy of Stetson Bennett, he always talks about the great receivers and obviously Ladd and Brock Bowers. But Ladd literally almost looks like he got that helmet set from Sears when you were a kid. Like the helmet looks too big on him. But that guy just moves the chains, man. He is something.
Here is what Justin Herbert said in regards to why he ran more last night. This is pretty interesting because, Mike, Herbert, 7 attempts, 62 yards last night. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I remember on our call, he told me to run more. So that's what I was thinking. And, I'm really thankful for his advice. And if he ever wants a coaching job, he can come out and help out.
He's talking about Al Michaels. Al Michaels right. On their call when they were having the, hey, how's it going? What are you guys doing? How you feel about this week? Kid, you should run more. He did.
I guess Al had the over on Justin Herbert rushing attempts. Uh-oh. But, yeah, remember, guys, it was 2 years ago that he missed a bunch of games and couldn't really rush as much as he'd like to. That's when he only ran for 228 yards. Right now he's already at 248. And last year he ran for over 300, so probably even more in his future because he's healthy. He's 100%.
Yeah, no doubt. Here is Kevin O'Connell, by the way, asking you now, is J.J. McCarthy going to be a dude? Is he going to be a guy in this league?
He's got to get back on the field.
He looked for it like at one quarter against the Bears early in the season. We made him look below average. Here's what his coach is saying about his return.
We worked out J.J. and he was close, and J.J. and the medical staff kind of didn't quite feel like he was there yet, but there was a lot of encouragement that, especially with the time we have Kevin and where he's at and the confidence level he thinks he can get to. If JJ's healthy, JJ will play. That's been the case since the injury. That's always been kind of my mindset, and I believe we're right. Hopefully around the corner from seeing him.
Your season's slipping away.
It is.
So you got to get him out there. And again, you're in one of the toughest divisions in football.
Did they make a mistake not keeping Sam Darnold?
Yes.
Okay.
But they were kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't. They were kind of like where the Giants were a couple years ago with Daniel Jones, and they weren't prepared to. And obviously, Darnold's camp wasn't going to take a one-year deal. He could go make some big loot, more loot, certainly in free agency. And one thing, it ties back with the Falcons and what we did on Sunday night. Flores blitzes a lot. Jonathan Grenard went out with an injury. They got caught with too many men on the field. In a goal line situation in Minnesota. So we're not the only ones. But either way, it's still embarrassing.
You said to me if the playoffs started today, and they don't, we would be on the outside looking in.
We're the 11th seed in the NFC right now, guys.
That is behind the Bears, behind the Panthers, who are 4-3, by the way.
And we certainly lose the tiebreaker currently at head-to-head.
Yep. Cowboys are 3-3, but they sit in front of us based on percentage points and all that. Bottom line is, look, we're going to win some games. We got to win some games. And, yes, the playoffs don't start today. But when you start looking at this stuff, and, Mike, we've talked about it. Okay, we're 0-2 in the division. Can we come back and win the division? Maybe. Last year, Mike said to me, we could still screw this up. And I said, no way.
Oh, yeah, way. So, right now, do you feel you'll catch Detroit? We're going to see Seattle later in the season.
We are.
We'll have a head-to-head with them. Rams, you mentioned the Bears already. Bucks are 5-2. The 49ers are 5-2. Leading that division. So, and that's why our NFC conference record sucks right now. The good news is if we do get our ish together and make a run, we got the Commanders looking up at us. If they have any sights on getting it together, but Jaden Daniels, of course, is going to be out this week.
Yeah, it's a big deal, man. Real quick, Jets injuries, still no decision on the quarterback. And it appears, Mike, that Sauce Gardner is going to be out and Garrett Wilson out for the Jets.
Yeah, I know what Jets fans are saying. I think times like this, we should have the number one pick. there's just nothing gained by winning a game right now, Carmine. Who you want? You want Carson Beck? His eyes are too far apart.
It sounds that way, and it feels that way, that they are trending that way. Hey, man, Aaron Rodgers said something really interesting. Now, he's playing his old team. It's not the first time, guys. He did this already, right? He left Green Bay, 18 years there. But he says now, and I want you to hear this, that Mike, when his career ends, where does he want to be?
I feel so good about my time, man, because damn near everything great in my life is because of, my football career. My football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
I mean, look, unless you're like some mutant Steelers fan, like, you know, like why would he say that now? Well, because again, they're playing in Green Bay. He's asked about his legacy.
Yeah.
It's not the big deal, unless you want to make it one, you know? If he just pops off about this, you know, a few weeks ago, maybe. But, yeah, again, it's in context of, as you just laid out, going back to Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Or Green Bay coming to Pitt.
Pittsburgh Steelers are underdog at home, +3 as of right now. And part of that, guys, is because of that Green Bay defense.
Right.
They're pretty good. We will see how that plays out. But I thought that was interesting because he's making it clear, no matter how this shakes out,
right,
he's going to do that one-day contract thing, sign as a Green Bay Packer, retire. And, guys, he'll go into the Hall of Fame as a Green Bay Packer, right, and rightfully so. I mean, he won 4 MVPs there. Give me a break.
Interesting. Baker Mayfield doesn't like the Saints. He was popping off about the Saints. I don't know if they played.
We can be friends, Baker.
Hey, I think there you go. Baker's been banged up coming off that loss to Detroit. But that's a game where, again, you got to be a Saints fan. Got to root for the Saints to beat Tampa Bay if you have any hopes of winning this division.
Okay, then we can't be friends. You're right about that.
Right.
Yeah, I need the Saints to be. Boy, that's a bad. Have you guys watched? Have you watched the Saints? That's a bad football team.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, isn't it time for get shook out there? Because Spencer Rattler ain't that guy. You know, Kamara's got one rushing touchdown.
Mike, you hear that? Do you hear that? It's nothing from Saints fans. I've heard nothing from Saints fans.
Right.
All that yapping you guys normally do, I've heard nothing. Who's the guy that always talks on that defensive line? What's his name? Oh, Cam Jordan.
Yeah.
You're old.
He's got 2.5 sacks, which is better than last year. Yeah. Granderson's got 4.5, but yeah, they're just their defense is probably better than their. I mean, you could argue better than their offense.
Yeah,
ain't nothing going on.
No, I just not heard. Have you heard anything from Saints fans?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, they're 1-6, like the Dolphins. And the thing is, whether they're good or bad, it's still a divisional rival.
No, they are. Look, I'm not telling you is that they're not going to show up at our game. All I'm saying is, be very quiet.
Right.
Right. You don't hear anything.
And if you live here in Atlanta, I mean, unless you made a home for yourself, some would say it's time to return to the Crescent City and help rebuild New Orleans. But you won't. You're staying here in Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness. All right, man. 4th and 1 is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers.
Sorry to cut you off. Anytime you see, a license plate holder, it will say Saints. Of course, it'll say tag applied for with a piece of cardboard.
Come on.
Along with that plastic bag for the window.
Look, they've got a lot of issues. We said this. Their defense is old, right? And you're saying, Dukes and Bell, why y'all spending time talking about the Saints? Because they suck.
Right. They're playing the Bucks.
And we need them to win. God, I hope they win. Their defense got old. Mike, they don't have a quarterback in the building that they trust, which means they got to get back in the quarterback draft situation.
Right.
And then you talk about, like, Olave and all these guys they drafted. These guys are playmakers. They're not seeing the ball because they don't have a good quarterback.
Right. Hey, by the way, speaking of a schizophrenic team, which is kind of like us from week to week. Now, terrible. They're the opposite. Terrible defense. Or offense is really clicking. Talk about the Cowboys. That's the national game in the afternoon on CBS.
It's going to be a good one.
It's Denver hosting the Cowboys, and Denver is a 3.5-point fave. Over-under is 50. So a 28-24 puts you over. Cowboys going to get real. Is that defense going to come back to bite him against Bo Nix? They're 3-3-1.
Yeah, this is an interesting game, man. It really is. I went with the over last week because it's the Cowboys. And then obviously did not know that Jaden Daniels was going to get hurt. It didn't matter. You know, they put the numbers up. But if the Cowboys are for real, they win this week. That's the statement.
Right.
If you are, I know they're 3-3, but remember, they had a game in which they tied, could have gone either way. A lot of people feel like they should have beat Philly to start the season. If you're for real, and this offense is as good as that everybody's talking about, now all of a sudden Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are the best, you know, duo, Mike, in the NFL. Let's see what you do against the Broncos on the road, because I think this is one of those games where we're going to find out, all right, that they are much better than we expected, but the defense has been bad. Man, we said it at the beginning of the year, they've given up more explosive plays than anybody.
And the Eagles, and this was one of the more inexplicable losses when they lost to the Giants up in New York, 34-17.
It's ugly.
And they're a 7.5-point favorite in this one, which would be interesting because some would say a little bit of payback. If you remember last week against the Vikings, they finally got A.J. Brown in the game with 2 touchdowns and 121 yards receiving. Both he and Devontae had a monster day. But against that Giants team that beat them, I would think – Maybe I might pick that one. The Eagles bounce back.
Were the Giants clowning him in that game, kind of? Wasn't that where they were celebrating, or was it? No, it was just Jackson Dart.
Just Jackson Dart doing his thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's going to be interesting too, man. All right, picks are on the way, by the way. Coming up, Mark Raimondi is going to join us this hour in about 5 minutes. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We want to hear from you. We're going to talk about Tech coming up. They got a big game against Syracuse. We'll get into that in the 4 o'clock hour. But Mark Raimondi from ESPN is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to give you our picks coming up here in about 15 minutes. We did not mention this. The NFL fined the Giants $200,000, head coach Brian Daboll $100,000, and running back Cam Scataboo $15,000 for violating the concussion protocol during the evaluation of quarterback Jackson Dart. You guys remember this when he went into the tent?
Get him back out there. He's fine.
Yes.
So, give me this concussion schmushin.
So the league fined three of those guys in regards to how that whole situation was handled.
What, is Scataboo a neurologist? We didn't know.
He went in. He said he went to go see if his boy was okay.
We're doing an evaluation.
Yeah.
What's your name? I'm Batman. Would you like to ride with Batman? That's the one where John Mara goes, remember, yes, the optics are kind of bad. He's got a, yeah, no blank Sherlock. You're able to scream it at the doctor.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, man. Mark Raimondi's here, ESPN, ESPN.com. He covers our Falcons. Want to get his take on a couple of things. He's got a great event going on. If you guys don't know, Mark had covered wrestling and certainly combat sports for a very long time. And he's got a cool event that's going on in town. And for WWE fans, he's got a great book out as far as the NWO is concerned. So that is his other passion. But let's start with the Falcons. What's the latest with Michael Penix? What did you see? What are you hearing? What do you think Ra's decision is going to be Sunday, Mark?
Yeah, so questionable for Sunday, Michael Penix Jr. And Raheem Morris said that Kirk Cousins has taken, quote, significant reps this week and more reps later in the week compared to earlier in the week. So take that however you might. I guess it's going to come down to a game time decision for Penix. Morris has said, as you guys know, that he's felt pretty good this week about Penix playing. He said that necessarily hasn't changed. His feelings have not changed. but he just does not know at this point whether or not he'll be able to go or not.
I know that we talked about a controversy, Mark. You would say you could, look, you got a $45 million insurance policy, cash it. If there's any risk involved with Michael Penix Jr., you know, Kirk Cousins, ironically, is 100%. He's over a year and a half now, almost 2 years since his injury with the Achilles. So you think they just don't want to get any of that smoke, or they just they don't want to have a regression here as far as the confidence of Penix? I mean, why not just go with Cousins and keep it safe?
Yeah, Mike, there's two things at play here, right? There's two things at play. One thing is, hey, if your quarterback is not 100% healthy and you have a guy behind him who is competent, I would argue much more than competent, right? He's been a very good quarterback in the NFL for a long time. You're 3-3. This is obviously a winnable game against the Dolphins. Why risk trotting out your young quarterback who's a little bit banged up when you have a guy like Kirk Cousins behind him who can go out and win this game, right? That's one thing, right? Win the game now. This is a team that is trying to make the playoffs, has not made the playoffs since 2017. Win as many games as you possibly can in the moment. That's one thing. The other thing, guys, as you know, is that what happens if Kirk Cousins does play on Sunday and he lights up the Miami Dolphins and he has an incredible game, those 300 yards, you know, a few touchdowns, Drake London's involved, Bijan Robinson has another crazy game. What happens then for Michael Penix Jr.? What happens with his fan base? Do the calls then come for Cousins to be the starter for the rest of the season? And we know that they surely will. So that is the three things, you know, the two things kind of at play. Do you want to put your young quarterback through a quarterback competition right now in, you know, less than 10 starts into his career? I don't know the answer to that.
I do know what will happen. You'll be up there talking about Ra, who's your starter. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be asking that question.
Yeah, of course.
I know that.
Of course, because you have to.
Yeah, Mark Raimondi joining us, guys. Let me ask you something that I have to ask you. What is up with Jalen Walker, man? He's looked good when he's played, but this growing hasn't gone anywhere. It's like it's just plagued him from camp. What's the situation there? Because we feel like Divine Diablo, we understand he's going to be out for at least for a few weeks, maybe longer. But Jalen, man, what's the deal?
Yeah, man, that's the big question, Carl. I mean, it is something, as you said, that has lingered since very early in training camp. And groins and hamstrings are a tough thing, right? Because you really need to rest. Like, that's really the main thing. And I'm not sure if Jalen Walker has gotten enough rest. He's a guy that works extremely hard, and he's played well when he's been out there. But maybe this is just their chance to say, hey, we got to shut you down for a little bit to see if this thing can get better, because it keeps on cropping up and cropping up and cropping up. And I believe that is the situation right now, because he has not practiced at all this week. And it seems like they are just waiting for this thing to heal and get to 100%, because I feel like he has not been 100% for the entire season going back to training camp because of that groin.
So, man, we've come up with the simultaneous. It's Mark Raimondi with us, guys, from ESPN.com. The Dolphins, I just looked it up. They're the worst run defense in the league. They're giving up more per game than anybody. Second worst is Buffalo. So, Mark, again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Run the freaking ball. Let's run the ball 40 times in this game and get out of it with a dub.
Run the freaking ball. And I almost wonder if Penix does go, guys, on Sunday, I almost wonder if they will have a similar game plan to the game plan last season when they played the Raiders in Las Vegas, where it was an extremely conservative offensive game plan where Kirk Cousins, who was struggling, right? He had four games in a row, very tough. Just hand the ball to your two great running backs. Now, Tyler Allgeier is questionable. That's another, you know, situation there. So we don't know if he's going to go or not. So it could be the Bijan Robinson show. As every week should be for the Falcons, right? Because he is that guy. But I just wonder if it's going to be one of those situations where this is a team that, like you said, has been very not good against the run so far this season.
Right.
Just give Bijan Robinson the ball. Penix can be back there to do what he has to do in the moment, but make it a very, very run-heavy game plan.
Last thing football-related for me, and then I want to ask you about this wrestling event that you have going on this weekend. the Dolphins, though, seriously, it feels like they're a mess, right? Nobody in our at Flowery inside that organization with the Falcons are going to say that, because they got to respect their opponent. It feels like they're a mess. But it doesn't mean that they won't come in here and play well, because, you know, they haven't put it together. And I said, Mark, I'm a little concerned. Like, I get we're a better team. And you're right. I agree with you on the conservative, you know, game plan. And sometimes you got to win ugly. We haven't been able to do that. But I also know that the Dolphins score when they get in the red zone, and the numbers tell us as much. We got to score touchdowns this weekend, man. We can't clown around with kicking field goals at home.
100%. And just to go back to what I said a mere seconds ago, that's the kind of game plan they had against the Raiders that were led by, all due respect, Desmond Ridder at quarterback, right?
Yeah, right.
As bad as the Dolphins have been this year, that is still an offense that can be explosive when they get going. And that is not something that the Falcons want to see. They don't want to see the Devin Achane, you know, breakout performance in week 8. You know, they don't want to see Jalen Waddle, you know, get off for 100 plus yards and a couple touchdowns. They do not want that. They don't want to see Tua Tagovailoa have his best game of the season. But those things are all coming, guys. I mean the Dolphins are a better team than they have put forth on tape so far. Player to player.
Right.
They're a pretty talented team. And there will be a breakout performance, and the Falcons have to make sure that it's not on Sunday.
By the way, Algier is questionable, as you mentioned. Nathan Carter, he got in mop-up duty against Carolina. He's a rookie. I mean, Bijan, can this kid spell Bijan the way Algier? I mean, not Algier's special guy, but if we just want to do that 3 hours in a cloud of dust all day Sunday, Nathan Carter up for that?
Carter is a pretty darn good, you know, for an undrafted free agent, pretty darn good rookie running back. He's got a lot of speed. He's got a lot of power. He really does. I think he squats like 600 pounds, I want to say, something crazy like that. His measurables, he didn't do the combine, but his pro day at Michigan State, he had as good of measurables and traits as any running back in the class. So he's a very talented guy. He played pretty well in the preseason, right? Had that big touchdown run in the preseason. Can he duplicate that in a regular season game? Potentially, if Algier can't go. So they might be leaning on him if that's the case.
Okay, cool.
All right, Mark, we know that you have a passion for combat sports, a passion for WWE, and all the work that you've done. An amazing book, by the way. I was at his book signing earlier this year. If you've not had a chance to check it out, say hello to the bad guys, the story behind NWO. It's amazing. And then this weekend, you're doing something here in town. Explain to the folks and how they can be a part of it.
Yeah, so I've been helping out with this promotion that's based in Georgia, in Norcross particularly. It's called Mucha Lucha Atlanta, and it's a Lucha Libre promotion. And for those who don't know what it is, it's like WWE with a Mexican flavor, right? And literally Mexican flavor, because they have, you know, Mexican, you know, there's tacos up there, there's sweets at the show and everything like that. But it is one of the best Lucha Libre shows in the entire United States, guys. And it's right here in our backyard in Norcross. And it's Sunday, 6 p.m. At the Espacio Discotheque. Ooh. And I'm telling you that they bring in incredible names. Remember La Parca from WCW, guys?
Yes.
Remember La Parca?
Yeah.
The skeleton, the chairs, the dancing. He's back in Atlanta this weekend, guys, on Sunday.
Wow.
His name is now LA Park because of some trademark issues, but it is the original La Parca from the 90s in WCW. A little bit of an older guy now, but has all the charisma that he did back then. By the way, Iho De Wagner, he's wrestling for WWE NXT on Saturday. On Sunday, he flies here to Georgia, and he's going to be wrestling in Mucha Lucha Atlanta, 6 p.m., Espacio Discotheque in Norcross, Georgia. It's going to be a great time. Tacos. Kids get in free. There's going to be a kids' Halloween costume contest, kids between 4 and 12. If you win, you get $400 cash. Not a bad deal for the kids, right?
No, not at all.
Bring the family. Come out. 6 p.m., Norcross, Georgia, Espacio Discotheque. The entire show is in Spanish. It's like a celebration of Spanish, you know, Mexican culture. Right. It's going to be a great time, great wrestling, great people, rabid crowd. Last show, there's almost 2,000 people. Huh. It is an incredible time. One of the best independent shows, I would say, in all of the United States.
Wow. Are you going to be wearing a mask? Are you going to get a big little cameo? Come flying off the top
rope? Yeah, you guys want to get out there and maybe get Carl Dukes up there.
I love the mask. Don't take the mask off. He's about to take the mask off.
Wait a minute. That's Mr. Wrestling number two.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right, man. That's awesome, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, Falcons play early. That's why Mark's going to be a part of it later Sunday evening, but you can be too. Hey, man, we will talk soon. Good luck with the event, and we know it's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll see what the Falcons do, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. That's Mark Raimondi.
Yeah, man. And Mark does great work. And it's no joke, the Dolphins are the worst run defense in the league. As far as pass defense, they're 11th. So better against the pass. And just in case you're wondering, you know, what the game plan would be, You know, they're going to probably, you know, try to bow up. And I mean, they can't stop the run if they try.
Right.
And make Michael Penix Jr. beat you. But we're giving up the league best, just 141 yards in the air. And two has been a mixed bag, Carl, at best.
Nobody's passed for more than 200 yards on this defense yet. That's impressive. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in the ATL. This Saturday, 8 a.m., get started with college football game time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Guys, shop where all the fans shop. Doesn't matter what your school is, it's where the fans shop. Guys will get things started Saturday right here, 8 a.m. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. It's pick time.
And somebody's hot. Somebody's not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time! That's not copywritten, right?
Go ahead. Finish
or
it.
The picks.
There it is. You know what time it is. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Look, we give you our picks. Yes, against the spread, over-unders. You get three picks. College football, NFL. And as we dwindle down at the end of the season, obviously there are less college football games to pick from, so we'll be picking more NFL. But we're having a lot of fun. Day-Day, what's the records look like, man?
Some of us are having fun. Some of us had fun, not having fun right now.
Well, what's it look like, Day-Day?
That's a great win. Was that like 55%?
That's
right?
Good. That's
something
good.
Like that. Better than that. Respectable. Good job. Horrible.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Don't call it a comeback.
You were were at one point down, what was it, 13 games you're under?
I was. And then I turned it on. Yeah. Hey, man, we got some interesting games this weekend. And I'll say this. We talked a little bit about the NFL schedule. Mike, some of these gimmies, it feels like gimme games. We know that's not the case. We've talked about it all season. And, guys, we have a lot of fun with this. But real talk, these college games have been very difficult
right.
to really look at and say, hey, because of the parity now that we see in college football. With that said, no dogs playing. Georgia Tech is playing. I'm curious if any of us are going to take Georgia Tech at home against Syracuse. But let's start, Mike, with you. Give us your three picks.
Yes, as we like to say, the last shall be first. All right, buddy boy. I got, you know, when you're really struggling and you need some inspiration, you're looking for a sign. Today, I get in the elevator here at Colony Square.
Yeah.
There's a guy going to one of the law firms above us. He's got one of those like roller bags, like the legal briefcase bag. Got a W on it. Purple and gold, as in UW.
The Andy Bunkers.
As in the Fighting Andy Bunkers, minus four over Illinois. They've got a big win streak against Illinois. It is at home for Washington.
And they're good at home.
So I'm going to take them. Minus four. So put me on the UW board. Because the other W, like the one part of the W is thinner.
That's interesting. So you saw that. You picked that up.
I saw that, and I was looking at the picks, and it was like a light went off in my head. It was like, oh, the football betting gods have given you us. Because when was the last time you saw anybody with that? Exactly.
You're like the dude in the Blues Brothers in church. You're Jake, yeah, when the light hits you, yes.
We're on a mission from God. Don't you blaspheme in here. One of the best scenes ever, by the way, with Aretha. You better stink, you know that. That's with Matt Guitar Murphy dating
with your fried chickens and your white toast.
White toast, yes. Blues Brothers, great
Jake,
movie.
Jake, it's one of my dad and I watched that probably three times that summer it came out. Anyway, all right. When you're struggling, you go back to the well, Carl.
Okay.
Even though you guys will abuse me on this, the over under in North Texas
versus
Charlotte.
What channel, Mike?
Let's find out. It's the Mean Green Machine.
Here we go.
What day is this game? Is this tonight?
I believe it's tonight.
Oh, no. This is a CBS sports game?
It's on TV somewhere. I mean, it's either the World Series or this, Carl.
It is. It's Mean Green at Charlotte tonight.
Yes, against the 49ers. And nobody knows why they're called the
49ers. 61 and a half?
I've got it at 60 and a half. What are you looking at? 61 and a half.
I'm sorry. It's just one of the books I have.
Well, I'd prefer it at 60 and a half. We'll go to our arbitrator, Day Day.
It's on ESPN2.
Ha-ha!
Six.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. And then finally go to the pros. The Colts beat. Oh, the over. The over. I'm going up. I'm going over. Going over on this. The North Texas goes over and Charlotte goes over. No defense in this game. A lot of over. And then finally, the Colts. They beat India. They beat the Tennessee Titans.
It's a big number.
In Nashville. They beat them 41-20 in their house back in September. It is now what? 11 and a half? I've got it. Please give it to me at 11 and a half. I need this. I need.
I see it at a 14 and a half.
Ah, screw it. I'll take it anyway.
All right.
I'll throw caution to win.
There you go. Be brave.
I talk myself. I scratch this stuff down, then I talk myself out. No, I'm going with my first. These are the impulse moves. So I'm going with the Titans to beat the snot out of a terrible Titans. What did the quarterback say?
Cam Ward?
We are, yeah.
I mean, if we keeping a buck right now, we ass.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what he
and
said.
I'm going to ride that all the way to a 14.5-point win.
So they're out L'Jarius Sneed this weekend and also Calvin Ridley for the Titans.
Yes, yeah. he's been injured. So you like the Titans to cover?
No, I'm taking the Colts. Minus four. I'm taking Indianapolis.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, okay. I'm taking Indianapolis to sweep them for the season. They beat
We're
them by,
getting Josh Downs back this weekend, too.
They beat them by 21 in their house
they
earlier
did.
This year.
They did. All right, good stuff. Guys, I'll make it quick and simple.
Oh, boy.
The Texans will cover the 2.5 against the 49ers.
They don't have no receivers, Carl.
I know that.
Yeah, Nico's out. Christian
Guys,
Kirk
Nico
is
Collins
out.
Has been out the last 3 years.
That's true.
I understand. Saying, look, I'm taking the Texans. You don't think I should take the Texans? Tell me. You don't think I should take them? No?
I think you should take
the Texans.
I'm
looking up at you in the stands. You go take those Texans.
I'm going to take the Texans. It's 2.5. I'm going to take them to cover that.
Ooh. But Stroud has been so inconsistent and so disappointing.
Yes. The only thing I'm relying on here, and this is a really big question mark for me. I had another NFL game I was going to look at, and this is the one where I flipped the coin. Their defense is really good. Texans' defense is good. The 49ers, guys, think about what you saw last week, okay?
And a lot of good.
Well, I think this is their saving grace. And you're right. Isn't it funny, Mike, just a few years ago how we were talking about C.J. Stroud?
Right.
Jaden Daniels topped his rookie year, right? And everybody said, wow, okay, this is the new standard. But he's regressed. And remember, they changed offensive coordinators. We're going to see what happens. DeMeco Ryans and company are in desperate need of a dub. All right, either way, I'm going there. Green Bay Steelers. This is another toss-up. Look, I said it to Mike. I was at that game last Thursday night, the Unk Bowl. Not at all, sir. Not at all. You like this game, too?
It's a close spread. Another 2.5-pointer.
Yes, it is. And I'm taking Green Bay to cover the 2.5 against the Steelers on the road. That is, I believe, the Sunday night game. Is that right, Day-Day? Sunday night game. Should be interesting. All right. Last but not least.
Are you stealing from Day-Day?
Never. I am a believer.
The double service picks.
I'm a believer. If you say this next one that I'm about to go, then you've been looking at my stuff. I am a believer in Vandy. And Vandy is going
Mizzou.
To
cover. Now you're looking at my sheet. I had that.
The 2.5 against Mizzou at home. I like Vandy. Give me Texans. Give me Green Bay. Give me Vandy. That's where I'm at this week. We'll see what happens.
I had that. You know what I was looking at? I didn't touch it. Was Ole Miss getting 5.5 at Oklahoma.
I know. Here's the issue with that for me. Noon game at Oklahoma.
Right.
It's a quick turnaround. I know it sounds silly. Ole Miss, they showed that they could score a lot of points last week. Here's the problem. Oklahoma's defense is way better than Georgia's defense.
I'm with you on Vandy. I think Vandy at home, I like that pick.
Oklahoma, by the way, leads the league in SEC in sacks, guys. Right. They have a really good defense. Brent Venables is doing a good job.
This would be the opposite of what they saw against Georgia.
Absolutely.
Basically.
All right. What do you got, Big O? What do you got?
All right. Let's start in our division right here. The aforementioned, very lowly, New Orleans Saints, yes.
Okay.
They will not cover the 3.5 versus the Bucs. Give me the Bucs minus 3.5 versus the Saints.
Wow.
Okay. I am going to ride with Ole Miss, even though it is a noon start.
Okay.
That's a big number at 5.5. Give me Ole Miss plus the 5.5 versus the Sooners. And, Bama's going to destroy South Carolina. That line has gone down for some odd reason. Don't know why. It's 11.5 now. So give me Bama minus the 11.5 on the road. But minus the 11.5 versus South Carolina.
Look, you know what? I do like that pick, but I will tell you, there's one game every season, Mike. Shane Beamer's team gets up.
Right. He gets it right.
This could be that game.
Yeah.
They felt like they should have beat him, and they should have last year in Tuscaloosa.
They need a better field goal kicker, right?
Quarterback's been banged up. Well, when Sellers plays at a high level, we know how good they are, but I like the pick, O. All right, what you got, Day-Day? Oh, my people out there in Harrison. Okay.
The Fighting Justin Fields.
Mm-hmm.
What's the number on that game, Day-Day?
I think it's Hoyas minus six. Hoyas minus six.
That's going to be – that's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's they're awful. Take them down.
We started doing this last year, putting some numbers out on high school games, and then literally we had guys in the text line. Who's taking that action?
take them down. Hey, that's going to be a good game,
man.
Though.
Just saying. Based on what we saw this week, there's action somewhere being taken by somebody.
Right on.
Mm-hmm, no doubt.
Mind you, Kittle's impact was not even in regards to offensive production. He was a blocker. So imagine if they actually get him into the game plan this week as far as catching, whatever they do with him from that standpoint. He literally had two targets last week.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I like that one. I'm only doing one college this week. I like Tennessee to cover the 8.5 against Kentucky. I'm sorry.
No. Good defense. I'm just telling you. They don't score, though. Yeah. They don't score. They're good defense, but you're asking them
no
a lot. That's they're not going to hold Tennessee's offense down. Yeah.
And then Steelers-Packers, I actually like the Steelers to cover the 2.5.
Who are you taking? Are you on Steelers or Green Bay?
I'm on Green Bay. I'm on Green Bay.
Oh.
I don't know. It's something about, first of all, it's Aaron Rodgers playing his old team, right?
Yeah.
At home.
Yep. No, they've looked good. Let me tell you something. Last week at that game, and it's funny, Arthur Smith really called a good game. Mm. Offensively, they were creative. I will just say this. It's funny what a quarterback can do for you. All of a sudden now, Arthur Smith doesn't look that bad when these plays are being made by Aaron Rodgers because,
Mike, that's a convenient narrative.
I'm just saying. Guys, Aaron Rodgers, go look at this. That Hail Mary at the end of the game, he threw it 70 yards in the air. Like, Aaron Rodgers still has a cannon.
I just feel like Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons, they've got 11 sacks between them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Green Bay's going to get after that A's on Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you, Mike. All right. All right, man.
I think he's going to be a sitting duck.
Well, and last week he was throwing the ball on the ground. And look, the Bengals defense is nowhere near what this defense is. It should be interesting. Those are our picks of the week. We have a lot of fun with that. And
so what's that Hillgrove line again, Day-Day?
Oh, stop. We're going to recap on Monday.
Remember,
Mean
Green Machine, minus 60. Over on these 16 and a half.
That's a lot of points, man. Yeah, is Charlie going to score?
There's no freaking defense in that game.
All right.
So 1-16 versus a 6-1 team.
The Ofer team or the one team that has one win doesn't score. I want to remind you, Thanksgiving week. All right, get things started with some great golf guys. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. Coming up November 24th. I know you're like, Dukes, it's still October. Yes, but guess what? Next week's Halloween, and then all of a sudden it's the countdown. It's going to be at Eagle Watch and Woodstock, guys. Sign up. Go to 92.9thegame.com. Click on the events page and the events link and sign up. It's benefiting Pets for Vets November 24th. We got more to get to. What is Georgia Tech going to do? Ironically, nobody on the show took Georgia Tech. We're going to talk about what it's going to take to get a win against Syracuse when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.